Welcome back to Mike McFeely Outdoors on this Saturday morning on KFGO. And I'm going to welcome in Corey Askin from the Lake Place in Lake Park, Minnesota. That's the bait shop at the corner. When you turn right as you're heading out of Moorhead on Highway 10, you turn right on Becker County 5 and head to Big Cormorant and Middle Cormorant and Camp Cormorant and all of Cormorant Village and all of that, the Roadhouse, that whole spiel. That's the corner where the Lake Place is. He's got gas there and bait. I think the best bait around, snacks and beer and everything else. Let's welcome in Corey Askin of the Lake Place, a great sponsor of Mike McFeely Outdoors. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Recovering from a sunburn. How are you doing?
Well, it's funny, and if listeners don't know, Corey and I got a chance to go up to Devil's Lake last weekend. We actually spent Saturday and Sunday fishing on Devil's Lake and Pelican Lake and the water up there in North Dakota. And, you know, it's September, and the sun wasn't even out the whole time that we were out there, Corey. But I got back, and my wife and friend said the same thing. They said, "My God, didn't you put on any sunscreen?" And I said, "Well, no, not really, because it wasn't sunny." They said, "Well, you're burned." I said, "Well, sorry about that." But you looked like a lobster out there on Devil's Lake last weekend.
Well, I think it's probably the first sun I've gotten in the last year and a half, so probably a good reason.
Yeah, when you're working and you're behind the bait counter 20 hours a day between your full-time job and your bait shop, you don't see a lot of sun, do you?
No, I do not.
It was fun, though. We didn't kill them, but boy, we sure, I think on Sunday afternoon, listening to the Vikings game, and boy, was that fun listening to that game.
Yeah.
We did catch some fish. We caught some walleyes. We probably caught, I don't know, 3 dozen walleyes on Sunday, 40 fish, I suppose.
Yeah, it was pretty good, really good. It was fun to get out there, and first day we fought those waves, but the second day was a lot calmer, so.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, for the first day it was, and I think that was maybe part of our sunburn problem was the wind burn from the first day. I kind of, the second day was so nice, I forgot the first day was pretty darn windy, but yeah. It was good. I mean, we didn't catch any big fish. I think the biggest ones we caught were maybe 18, 19 inches, but numbers were good, and I haven't eaten mine yet. I don't know if you fried yours up for the family yet, Corey, but they're good eating fish, I know that.
I did with some homemade French fries. They were delicious.
Fantastic. All right, what's happening out in Minnesota? I know that the Cormorant Classic, the big FM Walleyes tournament, is coming up not this weekend, Corey, but next weekend, and it's the time of year when guys want big minnows. We're talking minnows normally bigger than the walleyes I catch, but they want those red tails. They want the creek chubs. What's the status of the big minnows at the Lake Place right now?
Boy, I tell you, it's getting really, really hard to hunt down those red tails. We've got a couple different suppliers we've been working with. Lack of rain has been a problem. Now that we have gotten a little rain out that way, the problem is they're not finding red tails. They're mostly finding creek chubs. So we're going to have lots of creek chubs. We're still working on the red tails. A lot of people have been fishing with creek chubs and doing really well out there on Cormorant.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you is I don't know. I'm not good enough to say, oh, God, I got to have a red tail or I have to have this. But have guys been catching walleyes on the creek chubs, Corey? Has that been effective?
They really have. And there's not a huge difference between the two. It depends, though. If you're jigging, you got to have a red tail better than a creek chub. But they have been catching an awful lot with them, and they're cheaper. So that makes it even better.
Well, that's always a positive. So if guys are going out, and I assume that they've been in contact with you, you know, those guys are. This is what they do for their hobby, and I suppose they've been calling you and saying, "Hey, can you know, are you going to have creek chubs? Can I set aside a gallon and that?" So can guys still call you, Corey, ahead of time and chat with you and figure out what bait they need for next weekend?
Absolutely, Raina's got a running list out there, and it's not huge yet, but it's building. So yeah, if there's something specific you want, something you want us to try and get, let us know, and we'll keep working on it. And we just did get some new leeches this weekend. We're about the only ones around that have them. So.
Well, and let me ask you that. You know, I know that the FM Walleyes guys really like to go to the Lake Place, and they really like to stop in and chat with you and Raina and your family. But if an average Joe like me, if I want to call ahead and say, hey, I'm taking the weekend off, or I'm taking Thursday off next week, and I'm going to go walleye fishing on Big Cormorant or on Pelican or anything else, can I call ahead, Corey, and say, hey, you know, would you mind setting aside a couple dozen minnows for me? Will you do that, or did you try to avoid that?
No, absolutely, we'll do that. That's not a problem at all. People always seem surprised that they can come in, and if they want a certain size minnow, I'll let them dig through the tank and get what size they want. It's, you know, it's what the customer wants. We're going to do everything we can to do get. So
perfect.
Definitely call.
Perfect, perfect. So what have you been hearing? It's that time of the year. I've been seeing some postings on Facebook from some of the guys like, you know, Chad Malloy and and Scott Brewer and those guys. People are, it's that time of year where they're catching walleyes, Corey. What are you hearing out in your area?
You know, from what I've been hearing from Cormorant this week, I think the fishing, the walleye fishing has been kind of like what we experienced this past weekend is, you know, it's not easy. It's a tough day, but you will catch your limit using, you know, night crawlers and spinners or this gulp like you like to do, and people have been successful on gulp. So that's been going well. And the smaller lakes in the area with the panfish, it's just like we've talked before, it's one of those years with giant panfish out there, and they're biting really well. The smallmouths are starting to pick up in a couple different lakes. Musky season's getting closer, so there are people getting the small numbers of those out there.
Yep.
It's just, it's at the end of that that autumn or the end of that dog days of summer, and it's starting to get into that fall fishing where it's starting to cool down. We're getting a little more moisture, and we're just waiting for it to kick off.
And it's, and I know that people, it's past Labor Day, and you know the golf season is winding down, and everybody's more into, you know, watching the Vikings on a Sunday or going to the Bison game on a Saturday. But this is a great time of the year to fish. You know, the weed beds are still there. They haven't died off yet, although they're kind of starting to not get as much sunlight now, so they're starting to get knocked down a little bit. But you mentioned the panfish, Corey. And with panfish and bass and walleyes, you can catch anything right now out in those Minnesota lakes. And like you said, you know, if people want to catch some nice bluegills, and I love to eat bluegills. I'm not going to keep 50 of them, but I'll keep, you know, a 5 or 6 or maybe even 10. But gosh, it's a great year this year to catch some nice hand-sized bluegills or bigger, and people should just take advantage of it. It's a great time of the year. There's less traffic on the lakes. There's less people fishing, and the fish are biting. Corey, you know, get out there and enjoy it, right?
Oh yeah, for the panfish and the bass at northern, you can go on a lake like Leaf and you can throw a donut out there, you're going to catch one. It's too easy, even for someone like me. And I know you're going to say someone like you, but I learned this weekend you're a lot better at fishing than you say. So.
Oh, no. And do you sell donuts, by the way, at the lake place? So if I want to throw a donut out on Leaf Lake to catch a big sunny, I can do that? Or do I need to stop into to Sandy's or Hornbach's or something on the way out there?
For now, you'll have to stop in at Sandy's. The plans to renovate this winter do include a donut shelf. So
perfect. Got to make the donuts. You got to get up and make the donuts. That'll be something else to add to your list.
Yeah,
okay.
No kidding.
I know you love Leaf Lake, Corey. How about, and you mentioned Cormorant already. Give me a couple other lakes that if people want to run out there this weekend and try to catch some fish, might be a good bet for them.
Melissa has been on fire from what I'm hearing. It's one of the lakes that has been experiencing higher catches than the other lakes in the area. Island Lake has been really good from what I've seen, and I'm trying to think, there was a third one, Big Toad, I think, it was doing really good for walleye this past
okay
week.
Perfect. All right, man, what's, if people want to call ahead and reserve some minnows either for the Cormorant Classic or just to go fishing on a weekend, what's your phone number, Corey? How can people get a hold of you? How can they get in touch with the lake place?
Yeah, absolutely. The phone number is 218-238-5002. They can go to our Facebook page, The Lake Place Facebook page, or www.thelakeplace.biz, and they can use the contact page there or find the phone number.
All right. Awesome, man. Thanks for going fishing with me last weekend, and I hope to see you this weekend. Maybe tomorrow I'll get a chance to get out there, and we can wrap again, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Corey Askin of The Lake Place in Lake Park, Minnesota. We're going to wrap things up next with Jeff Katzer from Devil's Lake. I understand Mr. Katzer had an epic day on the water recently. We'll talk to him about that next on KFGO.
And she thinks we're just fishing.